I would like to formally apologize to all Sleep Token fans out there because you were right and I severely underestimated you. I had heard a couple, you know, clips of Sleep Token songs. I knew a couple songs. I'd heard a couple songs and I was like, these are good songs. It's good music. I get why they're popular. I respect them. I knew there was lore, but I didn't know anything about it. I was just kind of like, I mean, that's cool. That's really awesome that like people are getting into this band and stuff. And especially that it's kind of like opening people up to slightly heavier music. I think that's really cool. But I'm not the target audience. It's not for me. I was so wrong and I'm so sorry. I am so sorry. I happened to catch Tony Chelsea's Music Monday stream listening to Take Me Back to Eden for the first time this week. And y'all were right. Y'all were so right. And I am so sorry. And I am just, I only heard even the last like 5 songs of the album, but that was enough. I get it. You're right. And I am so excited to dive in. I love a puzzle and listening to just those 5 songs. And, one other song that I can't remember the name of off the top of my head, from the first album, I think that I was shown, the connections. Oh, it's so fun. I am a sucker for that. My favorite band is Idola. They do something very similar and I cannot talk about Sleep Token without just sliding Idola into there. Please listen to Idola. But I'm about to dive into Sundowning for the first time and there is a 97.8% chance I am about to become completely insufferable about this band. So thank you, Chels, and I'm sorry in advance. I've realized I don't know how to end a TikTok, so that's it. That's the end.